No, I think we talked about this morning, making sure the guys are dialed in. We always talk. We want the feedback. We want there to be a two-way street with the game plan. If there's something at the end of the week that we don't feel comfortable with, that we want the guys to bring it up, what they like, what they don't like. I've had calls defensively that I've looked great on the board, feel great about it, we install it. Then just the end of the week, the players, it's just something's not right with it, so we take it out. We want our guys to play fast and play confident. So there'll be some interaction tomorrow morning and probably tomorrow when we get down there, just as far as just finalizing the final details of the plan. But other than that, we're ready to go.
I do.
I've been asked this question a bunch, but it's hopefully it's the first of many. We'll see how it plays out. But I'm just, again, I've said this before, just more excited for the organization, for the team, for the coaches, guys that have put in so much time and effort from the beginning. There'll be a lot of guys where it'll be their first game. So I'm just another name on that list. We lost. I remember that. There's parallels, but I think the preseason helped, just kind of that, the administrative part of it, being, you know, meeting with the officials before the game and just kind of being that part of it, just kind of running, you know, just the sideline management part of it. So that was very beneficial to get those four under my belt, but it's I know it didn't completely prepare me for it, but it's something that since January I've been looking forward to. It is, but this is the NFL. This is a win business. I don't think I'll be getting any appreciative letters from our fans, being thankful that the games are close in the fourth quarter. So we all know what we signed up for here, and it's. People have proven that you can turn it around. You can turn it around quickly based on free agency and the draft, and that's our goal. It's improved. Is it all the way there? We'll see. I doubt that in the short period of time it'll be mid-season form, but I think we've made good strides in that time, both on the field and in the meeting room. I think hopefully it'll show on the field. I think we're on a lot of our concepts. We're on the same page. Yeah, the package part of it, yeah, to me that still falls into that's pure game plan stuff, like just change of pace. But that would be a feel thing. I don't think there'd be a strict set of parameters for when to do it. Going through that week of preparation and kind of hearing about the story and, hey, who is this guy that's going to be starting against us? And we had heard the name and it was just a guy that, I mean, it was a good story, a guy that had been kind of under the radar with some teams and finally got his chance in his hometown and was doing well. And we had a lot of respect for him, just a lot of respect for the way he had prepared himself and taken the job and how he had played in those two games leading up to ours. And that was just something after it happened that I know it happened when Kiko hit him, and that was our player. And just, I mean, when we watched the tape, it was obvious that it wasn't a – just a bad combination of circumstances that he got hit kind of as in an awkward slide. So I just felt for the kid and just picked up a pen and dropped a note. Yeah, I would say he handled it as you would expect. I thought he there were some hiccups here and there, just kind of feeling it. That first day of practice coming out had with the knee brace on, coming out first real competition with the knee, and then the excitement around the quarterback competition. I think he'll be the first to admit that he felt that, but I think once it was over and he was named the starter, I thought he ramped up, just his confidence shot up, his poise, the way he handled things. I thought for the most part he'd handled it well, but I thought he became much more consistent after that day. Yeah, I mean it is a heck of a story for a guy to be undrafted and bounce around a little bit and finally end up in his hometown as the starter, but that only goes so far. That he knows that we're in the production business, that we're in the win business, and that's what he's tasked to do. And as I mentioned this before, it won't be he's not going to be looking over his shoulder, but over time he's going to have to be productive, and he knows that.